Chill of Fear by Kay Hooper. Prologue. Leisure, Tennessee, 25 years ago. The little girl huddled, shivering, in the back corner of the closet. She didn't like the darkness and shut her eyes tightly so she wouldn't see it. She held her hands over her ears, pressing hard to shut out the sound. Thud-thum. 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 But she couldn't close it out, no matter how hard she tried, and had the frightened notion that it was inside herself. Sometimes, if she put her hand over her chest, she could feel her heart beating, and thought it would sound like that. Thud-thum. But this sound was in her head, thrumming, beating like tiny wings as though something tried desperately to escape. "Go away," she whispered. Thud-thum. "Look." Thud-thum. "Listen." She couldn't read very well. It had always been difficult for her, but she could see these words as though they were etched in her mind in bright, flowing script. They were always like that, the weird, shiny letters spelling words she understood. "Hurry! Look!" She couldn't not look, had never been able to ignore or withstand those commands. Hands still covering her ears, she reluctantly opened her eyes. The closet was dark, as she'd feared, but light seeped underneath the door. And even as she focused on that sliver of brightness, she felt the slow, heavy vibrations in the floor underneath her. "Hide."
"I am," she whispered.